It's slowly becoming all the more familiar and routine that we have a time of difficulty in Eretz Yisrael. I'd like to share with you some thoughts that come to mind today, and in general, in the ongoing challenges we have in Eretz Yisrael. Now, I have a Seder every Tuesday. We have a Bekiah Seder. We learn pretty much a blot on Tuesday afternoon. And the Gemara we learned today was in Ksuvis and Daf Lamed. The Gemara there defines the word Asayim. It says that when Yaakov Avinu had to send Binyamin down to Mitzrayim to Yosef, he was afraid, pen Yikre'eu Asayim, an unfortunate occurrence. So the Gemara says that he was afraid of Asayim Bidei Shemayim and Asayim Bidei Adam. He was afraid both that something unfortunate may happen through people or through heaven. So the Gemara says he's afraid he would suffer from an illness. That's an Asayim Bidei Shemayim. He's afraid that he would suffer from wild animals or ganavim, what he calls Asayim Bidei Adam. So the Gemara asks, is the illness an Asayim Bidei Shemayim? Don't we say, HaKol Bidei Shemayim Chutz Mitzidim Pachim? It says everything's in the hands of heaven except the person who doesn't take care of his health. So the Gemara says, you're right. Tzidim Pachim are Asayim Bidei Adam. And then the Gemara asks, what about Ganvi? What about Ganavim falling upon somebody who's traveling? Is that Asayim Bidei Adam? And the Gemara says, you're right. If Ganavim would come and kill Binyamin, that would be called the Asayim Bidei Shemayim. In other words, the Gemara is saying is that the normal perception of a person is that illness is something which happens from Shemayim, from heaven. And when people hurt other people, that's an Asayim Bidei Adam, that's because people have chosen to hurt others. And the Gemara says it's not so, quite the contrary. A person has to take care of his health. Tzidim Pachim, certain illnesses are the result of a person neglecting his health. And Chayim V'Ganvi, animals are Ganavim, the Gemara says, I call Asayim Bidei Shemayim. Sometimes we don't see it that way. Kadosh Baruch Hu's Megalgal Chayiv Al Yedei Chayiv, Al Yedei Chayav. Kadosh Baruch Hu causes tragedies to happen through evil people. And we look at it and we focus too much on the Asayim Bidei, as if it's an Asayim Bidei Adam. Instead of understanding that it's an Asayim Bidei Shemayim, what happens when these things happen in Eretz Yisrael, they don't happen out of happenstance. They happen because there's a gezeira that Eretz Yisrael is nikna b'yisurim. Eretz Yisrael always has the nikna b'yisurim, and there are periods of difficulty, and it's our job to try to respond to it in a proper way. That's what I'm up to in Gemara. I'll tell you what I'm up to in Navi. In Navi, we're up to the 15th parak of Yeshua, and there, the pasuk smack in the middle of the voice of delineating the boundaries of Shevet Yehuda, it says that Kalev was given Chevron. So Kalev went and he fought a battle. And Rashi tells us that this battle took place. If you take Rashi's Cheshbon, he was over 100 years old at the time. But Kalev went personally to do battle. And then the nearby city of Kiryat Sefer was also given to him. So what he did was to say that whoever will capture Kiryat Sefer will get his daughter. I assume his daughter was desirable, otherwise it wouldn't make sense. Whoever would capture a city, so Asniel went and captured the city, became a son. So anybody who learns it wonders. The whole Sefer Yeshua, while Yisrael is going, capturing city after city. And he had Kalev doing it all by himself. And when he has a second area that he's entitled to, so he has a son-in-law do it. Why wasn't it like the rest capturing the rest, the conquest of all of Eretz Yisrael? And the answer is that the conquest of Eretz Yisrael was something that Kalev wanted to do himself. Being Kalev, being a Gadol Hadar, and being an elderly person, but it was something he wanted to have a chelik in the conquest of Eretz Yisrael. Some Sefer says a similar thing by Boaz. He asks why Boaz, and Megillas Rus, Boaz is busy threshing his wheat. Boaz was the shepherd of the generation. He was also an elderly person at the time. What's he busy threshing? Hire people to thresh. And some Sefer says the same thing, that in Eretz Yisrael, in the Avodas HaKarka of Eretz Yisrael, the Gedolei Hador wanted to do it themselves. The point is that what's going on today in Eretz Yisrael is a Bidei Shemayim part of the difficulty of coming back to Eretz Yisrael. And somebody who has a chelik in it is zeichet to have a chelik in it. Now, today, it troubled me that most of the calls I had regarding what happened in Eretz Yisrael from people who wanted to know if they should cancel their tickets to Eretz Yisrael, or if they should bring their children home from Eretz Yisrael. And I told them that more people get killed in the streets in New York City than in Yerushalayim, Loyalayim. But the attitude, the feeling, the idea to see what's taking place as part of the big picture of what happens when Klal Yisrael comes to Eretz Yisrael. And if someone's afraid, there's nothing you can do if someone's afraid, but someone's afraid, and then he slinks away with his tail between his legs and is ashamed to do so. He doesn't talk about it as if it's a proper and normal attitude. But part of his last illness was during the time of the Arab rioting in the year 2001. And someone asked him then about bringing children home from Eretz Yisrael. He said, Mekenish Doplaz in Eretz Yisrael. He said, don't drop Eretz Yisrael. So I think more than to stand here and tell people what you know, that when things like this happen, it calls for a certain response that Klal Yisrael has of Torah, Tefillah, and Gemilas Chasadim. But just have the picture of what's happening in Eretz Yisrael. It's part of a historical moment, the history, the period that we're in, the return to Eretz Yisrael. It involves challenges in Eretz Yisrael. We have to do what we can to be helpful, but we have to see it in the proper picture of what it is. It's the best time to be in Yerushalayim now. The best time to be in Yerushalayim, well, first of all, if you have a flight going to Eretz Yisrael tomorrow, it'll probably be half empty. You'll be very comfortable. Because all of the fat Americans are not going. And secondly, connected to that, Eretz Yisrael's a time, Yerushalayim, where things are quite serious now. There's a certain connection to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, Yerushalayim Eretz Kodesh, and in the cities of Eretz Yisrael in general, at a time when it's a serious time. And the people push forward, the people go on. It's a time where a person can grow, a time where a person can gain. It's a time where the running around to the silly places is minimal. It's a time where at the Kaisel, the people who are there to daven rather than the tourists. It's a time of Aliyah in Eretz Yisrael. In a time of difficulty by Yidden, we always try to see it as a time of Aliyah, a time of opportunity. And that's a way to look at where we're holding today in Eretz Yisrael. Where we are, what we are, and what's taking place there. In Yecheskel, in Perek Tes, we find looks quite similar, if you can find a Nevuah that has something to do with terrorists, it's something similar to it. In the Nevuah in Perek Tes, Yecheskel has a vision, and in the vision, he sees coming close to Yerushalayim, Karvu Pekudai Sa'ir, people coming towards the city, that were appointed to come to the city, Ishkli Mashkesen Biyadai, each person with a Kli Mashkes in his hand. V'hine Shisha Anoshim Boim Miderach Shara Elyayim. Six people are coming, this is called the Nevuah of the Shisha Mechavlim, of the six terrorists, the six attackers. Six men are coming from the upper gate, which is towards the north. Each person has his a tool of attack in his hand. There's one, a leader among them, for Yavayu, and now they're coming to Yerushalayim. And the pasuk goes on, Avar b'saychi ir b'saychi, the person goes on, La'ila Omar, and Tidiz Mechavlam, he said, Ivru b'ir acharav, go through the city, v'haku, and strike people. Al-tochis einchem al-tachmailu, without mercy, without pity, Zake in Bachur of Besula, Taf in Noshim Taharagul Mamashnis, Kol Isha Sha'olavat Tov Alti Goshim. There's some people that from heaven were declared to be saved, but otherwise these Shisha Mashkisim were given free reign in the city of Yerushalayim to hurt people. Who are the Shisha Mashkisim and what's the lesson here? So the Gemara says in Sefer Shabbos, and Rashi brings it here. Who are the Shisha Anoshim? Rabbi Seinu Mepharshim, Masechta Shabbos. So Rashi brings Ketzef, Af, Chema, Mashkis, Mishpar, Mechala. Different languages of anger, wrath, fury, destroyer, breaker. Different languages of anger. The anger and Kali Yisrael, those are the Mashkisim. The Af and Chema, people who practice Af and Chema in their own homes. But those are the Mishalim for the Mashkisim here in the Nevuah of Yechezkel HaNavi. And the point of the Nevuah, at least according to the Gemara, is that when there's a anger, so to speak, from heaven, it's a time down here for people to respond by working on these Midas, on the Midas of Af and Chema, on anger. Anger among Jews, anger in a person's home, anger in wherever it may be, they didn't find each other. That's something to work on. It's a sobering time, and in a sobering time, people don't have petty fights. People don't feel like fighting over petty things. And that's the way it is for those who feel with what's taking place in Eretz Yisrael. It's what it is for those who certainly are there, who feel the tzar of Eretz Yisrael, feel the tzar of Eretz Yisrael, Shanikta B'Yisurim, and to want somehow, from so far away, to be a little part of it. There's a Rambam that counts those who have no chelik in Olam Haba. And one of those that he says who has no chelik in Olam Haba, listen to this. HaPeresh Midarkei Tzibur, Afal Pi Shelo Over Averus. So he did no Averus. He just separates himself from the Tzibur of Kol Yisrael, Nivdal Ma'adas Yisrael, V'loi Nichnas B'Tzorasa, he doesn't go in to have a part in the Tzara of Kol Yisrael, V'loi Mis'ani B'Tanisa, doesn't take part in their fast days, V'loi Heilat B'Darkai, Kechel B'Gayei Aretz, V'kilu Eina Mehem, Eina Chelik V'loi Lamabo. Somebody who doesn't do any Averis, but he doesn't feel that the Tzar and the Tzar of Klal Yisrael is included in those that are in the Chelek Olam Haba, categorically have no Chelek in Olam Haba. The point being that when Tzaras happen in Eretz Yisrael, it's easy to feel the pain for a few minutes and then go on with life. That's what we do. We feel the Tzar and then we go to work. We feel the Tzar and then we eat our lunch. We feel the Tzar and then we continue. But it's not so simple. Somebody who's supposed to take part in the chelik in what's happening in Eretz Yisrael, those who are fortunate enough to be there after now, or have the opportunity to have a chelik in what's going on in Eretz Yisrael, those of us who are here, to try to take at least that feeling, that what it does to a person, it creates a certain somber, serious feeling. And that's a feeling that these Shisha Mashkisim, Af, Chema, the petty fighting, would naturally fall away when a person feels the din from Shanai. That's at least something that we have to be able to take a hold of in the time of Tzar and Sara to try to be a part of with Achenu B'nai Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. Hasidim tell a lot of stories about two brothers, Rabbi Elimelech and Rabbi Zisha, were two brothers of Rabbi Elimelech, wrote the name Elimelech. And his brother Rabbi Zisha, who were very different personalities. And a lot of stories are told about the two of them. Hasidish stories. I don't doubt that some of them are true. All of them are with great imagination. But skipping the stories for a moment, Rabbi Elimelech and Rabbi Zisha had a machlaikis. An ongoing machlaikis. It's mentioned in many of the Hasidish Svarim, and Naim Elimelech and Parshas Vayishlach. I happen to see it's there. Mentioned in many places. They had a following dispute. How does a person enter into serving Hashem? How does a person go, enter into, before davening? What does he think about in preparation to talking to the Rabbi Yishalayim? So the Rebbe of Elimelech held that a person has to picture Godless Abayre. Godless Abayre, a person can start Shemayna Esra. Rebbe Abzisha said, no, it's from Shifla Sa'ada. From understanding where what a person is, the shufas of a person, is how you enter into Avodas Hashem. The truth is, the Ramah, in Simit Sadik Beis, when he talks about starting Shemayna Esrei, he writes, V'yachshav kaidim atfila, v'rayim amosakel yizbarach, v'meshifas ha'adam. So the question is, which one is the first tool in serving Hashem? Thinking about Godless Hashem, or thinking about shifas ha'adam? So Rebbe Elimelech held that Godless Adam is the way to go. And Rav Zisha held Shiflus Adam, and all the stories about them come from that. Rav Zisha practiced tremendous Tanesim, and he was deprived himself of all pleasures in this world. And Rebbe Elimelech was a Rebbe like the Rebbes, who knew how to fear a Tish. And they had this argument. So if you look at the Chassidish Svarim, they all agree that the two of them decided to go to the Magid, to go to the Magid, the Deiber, and he'll be Mechriya, the Machlaikis. The problem is that different Chassidish Svarim say different Achrois for what the Rebbe was Mechriya. Part of the Kunz is to say in a way that I guess each person gets what he needs from him. But one thing is for certain, that in time of simcha, it's easier to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu by looking at Rai Mimusa Yisparach. In the time of tsar, it's easier to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu by recognizing the Shiflaseinu, the fact that we're very far from understanding Midas Yisparach. We're very far from understanding a tragedy such as the tragedy that took place today. And what it calls them, what it really demands of us, is this certain somber reflection on the many narishkeiten that we have, which we shouldn't be having, on the silly things that we fight about, that we get enraged about, that we argue with others about, just brings a certain level of seriousness into the life of a person. And while it's very difficult to make sense out of the tzaras that are going on in Eretz Yisrael, it seems as the years go on that things are getting more and more difficult. And in Kol Zeh, Achenu B'nei Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael, they're resilient, and they pick themselves up and move on with a much more optimistic air than we here think that they have in Eretz Yisrael. It's our job, we're here. There's Zeicher to be there, to have a direct hand discuss in the Kinyan Eretz Yisrael of our generation. In the Eretz Yisrael, Niknel, the Yisurim of our generation. We have to try as best we can to not only feel with them, which is very often just words, but to really have a certain sense in our lives that things shouldn't just pass easily. Things shouldn't just pass. It moves on, and things move on. The Matzah in Eretz Yisrael, even when this is a memory, and unfortunately these sobering moments become memories very quickly, but to see the big picture that Eretz Yisrael today, it's something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us, Parachmav HaMerubin, in a world where both Esav and Yishmael want to take it away from us. It's an Eretz Yisrael that we need to appreciate and to wish, to dream, to have a chelek in. And the more we can identify it, the better will be. The better will be. The more we can have a chelek in it, the better will be. The more that we can try to tune in to the atmosphere of a chelek b'nei Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael, it's not taken lightly there, but it's taken as avodas Hashem. I called a friend of mine in Yerushalayim. He has young children. It's very difficult. So I called him. It was at that time. It was 11:30. So he whispered into the phone that he's at a shir. He'll call me back afterwards. So I told him afterwards, you're not usually at a shir 11:30 at night. He said, yeah, after what happened today, there was shir in Yerushalayim 11:30 tonight. You know, it's a different mentality. A different mentality. It's just closer to the Rabbi Yishalom. And when things happen, they respond, like people who are closer to the Rabbi Yishalom. And we should be envious of them. We shouldn't be talking about running away from Yerushalayim. We should be talking about running there. We should want to have a chelek in it. It's incredible. It's incredibly tragic. And in the tragedy is an incredible opportunity for Klal Yisrael to have this kinyan Eretz Yisrael, kinyan of all good things with a difficulty. There's a klipa called chafshi. Getting things without work is the berhetim in Shulchan Aruch brings that if someone offers you an estrid for free, don't take it. Because there's a klipa called getting things for free, that means it has no meaning. The first luchas were free. They didn't last. The second luchas, Moshe Rabbeinu had to work on himself. The second luchas lasted. Things that come with difficulty come, they stick, they stay. And we should all just wish to have a chelek in Kinyan Eretz Yisrael, the difficulties in Eretz Yisrael. To feel with them is very hard to know when it's words and when it's real. As long as a person can say that the day is different. The day is different because of what happened in Eretz Yisrael. Then we have a chelek in it, then we have what the Rambam calls, we're from those who have a chelek in Eilam Haba. That's really our goal, is Eretz Yisrael should be the heartbeat. And we in America are an outer aver of Klal Yisrael. But that heartbeat, the heartbeat affects the entire body. So we came together here this evening to mark what happened, not let it go by. It's coming now after, fortunately, a string of difficult events over the last year in Eretz Yisrael. And we certainly hope, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is all Osay Midei Shemayim. And we hope HaKadosh Baruch should be merachim on us and give us an easier time in Eretz Yisrael. The Vaila, now we're suffering through a difficult time. We'll say Tehillim B'Tzibur. Some of the kapitels will say Pasik by Pasik, others will say all together, as the Baal Tefillah will indicate.